The Haunted Underpants by Dale Shaw, episode 18. When last we met, a dagger had been left in Gunston's door, and his mother had just discovered the damage. Now we continue. I thought about hiding. Then I thought about burning the house down. I heard Mother's steel toe-cap boot reach the bottom of the steps, and I realised I didn't want her in my room, where she could find the dagger that almost certainly caused the damage she was so upset about. Never mind the pants, who were talking. I left my room and stood at the top of the stairs. Mother's mouth was open, and she was baring all her teeth. Something she'd seen disgruntled apes do on the telly. I don't know, I answered honestly. It was like that when I got here, which is also sort of true. The booth! She squealed at such a volume that I heard Mr. All from next door exclaim, Oh no, not the booth! Through the wall. I frog-marched myself down to the living room and awaited the booth. The booth was a glass box, about Gunston-sized, that Mother used to extract the truth from people. I say people, though in fact, the only person I'd seen inside it was myself. It took roughly 25 minutes to assemble. During this 25 minutes, the victim, me, was expected to stand in an area near to where the booth would be and wait. This added to the tension. As well as the booth itself, there were various dials, valves, straps, and scientific apparatus that were cobbled together. This equipment was expected to work out the truth-tellingness of the person in the booth. To be honest, I think quite a lot of it was merely for show and to worry a confession out of the booth dweller. It often worked. A chair was placed at the centre of the booth, not a nice chair. A spotlight was directed towards the chaired individual, and headphones were applied to the victim's head. The headphones served no purpose at all and had to be constantly lifted from the ear when Mother asked a question. It was a glaring design mistake that Mother refused to acknowledge.
So?
This was actually the worst part of the booth. When working the booth, Mother adopted the tone of a sort of smarmy game show host on television, trying to help an overly dim contestant answer the big question while standing next to a speedboat. It was, to say the least, odd.
So,
Mother smarmed again. Oh God, it was ghastly.
This door.
What? I said. Mother lifted up one side of the headphones.
The door.
She repeated softly and horribly, like an unusual dentist appearing in a nightmare.
It's got a bit of a slot in it. That's funny, isn't it?
I knew better than to agree, or indeed make any movement that could be seen as indicating agreeing.
How do you feel about daggers?
I don't like daggers, I said. Mother suddenly became a dervish, spinning around and checking various dials, meters and gauges. Then, just as quickly, she returned to her previous, strangely calm manner.
You don't like daggers, eh?
What? She grabbed at the headphones again with frustration.
You don't like daggers. So, you obviously decided to rid yourself of a troublesome dagger in my front door, is that it?
No, I responded. Mother turned wildly and twisted a valve and looked at a computer printout.
Interesting, she mewled.
What? She lifted the headphones once more.
Interesting,
she blurted, almost losing her cool.
Because I do not believe that dagger-shaped slots just appear in front doors by themselves. Or am I incorrect?
No, I tried.
Aha!
She shrieked and nearly leapt out of her dungarees. She tapped her finger against a structure that looked a bit like a barometer and then looked disappointed.
I see,
Mother said, sounding much more like her old, appalling self.
Leave the booth!
What?
Leave the booth!
She bellowed. I left the booth and rushed out of the room.
Oh, Gunston, Mother said sweetly over her shoulder. This isn't over,
she hissed in a way that made me suddenly want to go to the toilet a lot. Next time, she's right, it isn't over.